Erev Shabbos Kodesh Parshas Va'era. Rav Gamliel Rabinovich Shlita in the Sefer Tiva Haftiris notices that four times in this week's Parsha and four times in this week's Haftira, the Torah teaches us the important pasuk of Yadu Ki Ani Hashem, Ladas Es Hashem. Four times in this week's Parsha. The beginning of the Parsha, when the Torah says the Arba Lashanis of Geula, so it speaks about Lakachti, it says, Lakachti Eschem Li La'am Va'yisi Lachem Lelehim V'yidatem Ki Ani Hashem Alekecha. Know about Hashem. And then, by the Makis, over and over again, the Torah says that the point of the Makis, or one of the big points of the Makis, is to know about HaKadosh Baruch Hu. By Makis Fardeya, and that's how, right by Chamishi, it says, Leman Teida Ki Ein Kashem Elikenu. By Makas Arayv. Finishes off and it says a third time, Leman Teida Ki Ani Hashem Mekarev Haaretz. And by Makas Barad, right before Shvi, pasuk before, it says, Lavor Teida Ki Ein Kamani B'chol Haaretz. So four times the Torah speaks in this week's Pasha about Ladas Es Hashem, to get to know HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And four times in the Haftira speaks about the modern day Mitzrayim in the time of Yechezkel HaNavi. It says four times in Pasuk Vav, it says, the Yadu Kol Yeshvei Mitzrayim Ki Ani Hashem. Pasuk Tes, it says in the Haftara, the Yadu Ki Ani Hashem. Pasuk Tezayin, the Yadu Ki Ani Hashem Alekim. And in Pasuk Chaf Aleph, Lecha Etein Pisling Peh Besaychem, the Yadu Ki Ani Hashem. So four times, connected to four times in the Parashat Haftara, says also, the Yadu Ki Ani Hashem. A tremendous limud, that the tachlis of everything, the ikr tachlis of the whole Bria, is to come to recognition and to know that Kuva Yegu Kol Yoshvei Sevel, even Paro, even the Goyim, even Mitzrayim, should all know Hashemu Elikim. We daven this three times a day. Beginning of Aleinu, we think of Kodesh Baruch that we have already come to that recognition, and in Al Kain we daven to Hashem that the rest of the world should come to that recognition. To know that Hamlucha, B'Memshala, L'Chai, Elam, everyone should realize it. And it's an Avaida, and everything we do, in our Torah and Tefillah, to come to the Akara of HaKadosh Baruch Ladaski and Hashem. Now specifically Paroi, who when he was first approached by Moshe Rabbeinu in last week's Parsha, he says, Mi Hashem Asher Ashram Bakayla, which means two things. First of all, like the Medrash says, he said, I never heard of Yudkei Vavkei. He had a Sefer, he had a yellow pages listing all the different deities and gods and powers in the world, and Yudkei Vavkei was not there. He says, who is that Bechlal? Who is this Hashem? That was his first question. And even if there is, what's a mechayev me? What does the guy do with me? Asher Eshma Bekarli, why should I listen to him? So he asked a question, a fear question, never heard of him, and if he is around, why should I listen to him? So Moshe Rabbeinu gives him now, because Baruch Hu sends Moshe Rabbeinu to give him a full course, which will teach Paro exactly who is Yudkei Vavkei, and exactly why he should listen to Kol Hashem, and Hashem says, let my people go, they will go. So Paro asked for it. He requested a very, very important question. Mi Hashem Asher Hashem B'Kayalai? Like we said, it's two parts of the question. And Hashem gives him a full length, many, many months, teaching him exactly who Yudkei Vavkei is. And Paro will ultimately listen. Like it says, Vishamu, he's going to listen. He's going to listen. Shamu L'Kalech is one Klaish. But at the end of Paro, he's going to end up listening and he will let you go. Now, Paro himself at the beginning, he didn't understand that there should be a Rabbi Shalom in charge of the whole world. He was used to all different gods. He had no problem living in different Farshid and Negechkes, but there should be one Rabbi Shalom on top of everything. That was beyond him. And even if there was it Mechayiv me? So the Rishonim go through the different Makas, and they explain how every Makah showed a different aspect of the Bria. The Rishonim and the Achronim, the Mefarshiyar, Torah, and Masber, it was a lesson that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in charge of the water, he's in charge of the avir, he's in charge of the offer, he's in charge of things which are hot, he's in charge of coal, he's in charge of energy, he's in charge of light, he's in charge of darkness, everything. To teach Paro in full detail how the Rabbi Yishalem is in charge of everything. Rav Yankel Galinsky says that the bottom line, the most important thing Paro needed to learn was, is that you're not in charge of anything. A person has to know, you have to know, Paro has to know. Nothing is guaranteed by you. Without the Rabbanim Shalom, you have nothing. Erev, the Makis. About an hour or half an hour before the Makis began, Pari looked out his window, says Rav Uncle Galinsky, and he saw the Nile River was flowing merrily. He wasn't worried. He didn't believe. He didn't know of any kishuf that could disrupt the normal Halacha Mitzrayim and the flowing of the Nile River. Nothing's going to stop it. The water's flowing. The Tzvardeya is all in the water. The Kinim, all the homeless at the edge of the cities, they have lots of lice in their ears. Arayv is in the jungles, in the forest, outside, far away from here. Dever, we have full control. No diseases around our part of our country. We took full control. We have absolutely no diseases. We took care of it. Shchin, we have top doctors, medicines. If any shchin creeps up, we have perfect creams. We'll take care of all-purpose cream. We'll take care of everything. Barad, we have Vip Protector. We have things. Don't worry, nothing's going to fall. We can strengthen it. If it falls, we'll rebuild it and give it a very fancy name. We'll call it Freedom Tower or whatever. We're not worried about anything falling or breaking. Arba, there's been no Arba around our country for the longest time. Far away. The rest of Africa is decimated, but not by us. Us in Egypt, we're in the Delta. We're very fancy people. We have Nile River. Choshech, no such thing. It's bright day. Makis B'chairis. I don't know. We're all healthy. We all have a Cheskes Chaim. This is all a few minutes before the Makis began. And then the Makis began. And Mitzrayim was never the same again. The Rebbeinu Shem Sidrate Mitzrayim on its head. And the Rebbeinu Shem showed he's in charge. This is the lesson. The Yadatim Ki'ani Hashem, bottom line. I'm in charge of everything, the Rebbeinu Shem says. Otherwise, you have nothing. Rav Uncle Galinsky brings a Gemara, not a Zayar, sounds like a Zayar, but a Gemara in Chagiga Daf Yud Beis. The Gemara says, Tanya, Rav Yosi Oim, Oilem Lebiyo Yisharoyis Ve'in Yerdem Arayis, woe to the people who just see things, they don't chop what they really see. Oim Leis, they stand around, Ve'in Yerdem Arayis Amayim Anis, they're standing, they don't really realize what they're standing on. Now listen to this Gemara, very, very strange Gemara, and this is, again, it's a Bavli, so we're allowed to learn it, understand Pshat, and we'll just touch a little bit on like Rav Uncle Galinsky does. It's not a Zayar. The Gemara says, what are people missing out on? Ha'aretz al-mayim medes, what does the land stand on? Al amudim. The earth, the planet, the land, is on amudim, shenemar. Ha'margiz aretz v'mkoyim, v'amudeho yisbalatzun. Says the Gemara, says Rabbi Yossi, amudim, the amudim al-mayim. The amudim are on water. Where's the mayim? Al harim, on the mountains. Shenemar al harim yamnu mayim. Harim, the mountains. Veruach. Shenemar gihini yetsa harim vayiruach. So you see that the harim are resting on the winds. Ruach b'saara, the wind in the storm. Shenemar ruach saara aisadvaray. Saara, what's the saara resting on? Tluya b'zroya shel Hakadosh Baruch Hu. It's in Hakadosh Baruch Hu's arms. The Farshim, take a look at the Farshim, all different as Beirim. What's going on? First, Rabbi Yossi says, oh, it's terrible, people don't know about this. So what? People don't know about this. What's so terrible? They don't realize what's underneath the rocks, what's going on in the lava underneath and deep in the ground, in the hot core inside. What does it matter? Why do you have to know about this? And now that we know this, we're so lucky, so special. What made us wise about this? What is it? What did it say? It said the land is on Amudim. What does that mean? And the Amudim are on Mayim. What? Amudim can stand on water. How can something stay on water? It's floating. The Mayim are on mountains. Why don't they flow down the mountains? The mountains are on wind. Anybody understand what's going on? And the wind is in a storm. What could survive in a storm? The answer to all these questions is the last line of the Gemara. Sa'ara tluya b'zroya shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Everything's understanding. HaKadosh Baruch Hu decides what he wants. This is how he wants it to be. Whatever the pshat of the Gemara is, of course it's a Kabbalah. Sistri Torah to explain it. But the point why we have to know this is to realize that everything's in the hands of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If you know this, we're safe. Rashi says in Chumash and Parshas B'Shalach by the Shira, HaKadosh Baruch Hu just Natisa Yemincha, Hashem just turns his hand and everything falls. Because man, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is holding it, then everything is safe. HaKadosh Baruch Hu tips his hand, Chas V'Shalom, everything falls, everything crashes. And the Rebbe Yanko Galinsky says a story. He says he was once collecting for Moistis HaTaira, United States of America. He came to the house of a certain Yid, and he saw him through the window from outside. The shades were up. He saw the yid sitting there. He knocked on the door. The daughter was sent to the front door to say, Abba is not home. I lifted up my voice as Rabbi Galinsky and I said, Binyamin, Binyamin. Let's make a Kavah Chaimer. When you are here, you're not here. So when you're not here, where are you going to be? So right away he came running out, all concerned. He was all worried. What did I say? And of course he gave me a nice donation. And then he said, please explain to me. It sounds very strong. Sounds a little scary what you told me. What does that mean? When you're here, you're not here. When you're not here, where are you going to be? What does it mean? So I explained. It's literal. A person thinks that whatever he has is guaranteed. He thinks it's mine, I have it. Chas v'shalom, there could come a time when the money leaves him, or he could leave the money. But right now he has it temporarily. He doesn't realize that when he's there, he's not really there. It's not his ownership, it's not his bialus. Nothing is his. Everything's under the hands of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And then Rebbe concludes with a Gemara, and he has a huge chiddush in this Gemara, a very famous Gemara. The Gemara says at the end of Masechta Sota, Tanya, Rav Lezer Agadol Oimer, Rav Lezer Ben Hurkanah says, Kol mi sheyesh li pas desaloi, v'oimer ma'alich alamach. If someone has enough bread for today, he says, what am I going to eat tomorrow? Einoi ela miktani amuna. He is considered a small ma'amin. He's a limited, very small ma'amin in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What are you worrying about tomorrow for? So Elam normally learns that, what are you worrying about tomorrow? Because Baruch Hu will take care of you. Hashem took care of you today. He'll take care of you tomorrow. Says your uncle and I'll tell you what the Gemara means. The Gemara means to say much deeper. This fellow says he's worried about tomorrow. But today he feels safe. Why are you feeling safe today? Who knows what could happen today? It's Asak Tani Yamuna. Every second you have to keep being totally in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And this was the lesson of the Makis for Parai. To realize you're not the Balabas. You're not the God that you think you are. Things aren't as complacent as you are. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings out to Paroi this tremendous lesson that you are not the Balabas. Yadati ki'ani Hashem. Like it says four times in the Torah and matching it up four times in the Haftarah. Now I'd like to add something. Be'ezus Hashem. The beginning of Parshas Bo'i, the Torah tells us, and the Ramban speaks about this numerous times, very famous, that there are really two main purposes of the Makis. One point of the Makis is for Parai and Mitzrayim, and one is for Klal Yisrael. Like it says at the beginning of Parish, beginning of next week's Parsha. For Parai, according to what we're explaining, there's two inyanim. One is, of course, Don Anoichi. They have to be punished for their Meshav Mitzrayim, like Hashem told Avraham Avinu. And also for Parai, a second thing for Parai, like we've been discussing, Parai says, who is Hashem? We'll show you who Hashem is. Parai says, why shall I listen? Oh, make sure you listen. That's one thing. And then, Rashi speaks out, Ramban speaks out, and again, at the beginning of next week's parasha, there's a very, very big second union for Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael should go along and learn from it, see what happened to Parai. They should know, they should mischazik in their own emuna. Concerning these two people that were receiving lessons, there was a course here for Parai, and there was a course here for Klal Yisrael. This is really a mission for Kiyavais, right? The mission that says, Esther Makis HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mitzrim, and Klal Yisrael was saved from them. So there was two things going on at the same time. Concerning this, I'd like to share with you an amazing Dvar Torah from the Dubin HaMagid. Dubin HaMagid brings, Medrash Rabba says in this week's Parsha, what it says in the Torah, in this week's Parsha, Hashem told Moshe, in this week's Parsha, Boyal Merach Mitzrayim at the Makis. So the Medrash says that Parai is Nimshal, he's compared to a bush or to a plain wooden tree, a simple tree, that the only hana you get from it is when you chop it up and you make it into something. That's the Medrash begins. It says, Parai, he's like a tree, which what are you going to get from the tree? You chop it up, you make something out of the tree, you'll have something from it. Then the Medrash goes on and says, a little bit weiter, the Medrash says, the Pasuk says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, beginning of the parasha, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe, Vayitzavim al Parai, vel Bnei Yisrael. And Rashi has two pshat, and what was it exactly, the tzivoy to Moshe and to Parai, to Bnei Yisrael and to Parai. So the Medrash says like this, Om Rab Levi, Mashal the Melech Shoyle Pardis. A king had a pardis. What did he grow in his pardis? For not about Iloni, Srap Iloni Macha. He planted into his pardis trees which bear fruit and trees which have no fruit. So the Avadim said to him, I understand, king, we understand why you planted the fruit trees. Why did you plant these other plain trees that don't have fruit? He said, I need both. I mamish need both trees. The fruit trees I need for the food that it's going to produce. And the other trees, I need, those trees give me the ability to be able to enjoy the fruit. And that I build a table, and that I have the wood which will help me cook the food which I'm going to be eating with. So the trees which are not fruit trees, those are trees which help me be able to live with all the other fruit trees. I need both. So too, says the Medrash. Kadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu, go speak to Paroi and to Bnei Yisrael. It was all about one thing. I need Bnei Yisrael. Bnei Yisrael are like the fruit trees. And Paroi, because from him will also be a Kiddush Hashem. What's a Kiddush Hashem? Because Kiddush Hashem comes from Rishayim, like the Gemara says in Erevin, here the Medrash brings it, that the Rishayim, and what do they say? They sing to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and they say, Yofa Amarta, Hashem, you are right in what you said about me. You are right in putting me here in Gehenim. Yofa Danta, I was judged correctly. Yofa Tiharta, Yofa Timesa, Yofa Chiyafta, Yofa Limata, Yofa Eresa. I deserve to be here. This is the Tachlis which comes out of the non-ripe trees also, the non-fruit trees. Let's try to understand this Medrash, says Dumin Amagi. So he brings, and we'll bring it bit by bit, the Medrash in Tehillim, beginning of Tehillim, everybody knows, the Navi says, or the David HaMelech says, David HaMelech says, Ashrei ha'ish, asher l'holach ba'atzes Rishayim, okay? L'cheina Rishayim, Rishayim are different. L'chaira, says Dumin Amagi, I understand you compare two rich people, he says he's richer than him. Two wise people, he says he's wiser than him. But what are you comparing? I understand comparing apples and oranges. So this fruit tastes like this, this fruit tastes like that. But what are you comparing? Apples and zebras. Apples and kangaroos. It doesn't have anything to do with each other. What's David HaMelech, beginning of Tehillim, saying, Ashrei Tzadikim? Why can't Rishayim? Rishayim are different. Obviously Rishayim is different. You hear different levels of Tzadikim, Hasidim, Yisharim, Tahirim. Yirei Hashem, Ayavei Hashem, Vayim. What's the comparison? So he says, there is a Kiddush Hashem which comes out of Rishayim also. When the Rishayim go against HaKadosh Baruch Hu, ultimately, the lessons which they bring to the world also ends up being a tremendous Kiddush Hashem. And maybe sometimes it might even seem bigger. They're the ones who are power, because of power, we have all these markets that happen. Because of Haman, we have a whole Yom Tov of Purim. That's why some of Farshim explain. That's why that's Pshat Adlei Yadin, Ahar LeBaruch Mordechai. Haman also gave this Yadin. Out of Haman came the Kiddush Hashem. So he says that's the comparison in Tehillim at the beginning. And listen to beautiful Pshat in the Pesuk, beginning of Tehillim, says the Dovin HaMagid. According to this, that's why the Medrash says. That's why the Pesukim say compare the Tzadik to Eitz Shasal Apal Dimayim and the Rasha to Meitzah Shetet Tvanu Ruach. Why? He says, the hanah that we get from fruit trees. We enjoy the fruit, but the tree still grows. The tree is still there. The tree is still in existence as we enjoy its fruit. But to enjoy the ilani srak, the non-fruit-bearing trees, that's only done by destroying the tree, destroying the wood. Take the wood and you burn it to make fire so you can cook and heat yourself, or to heat up your water. And you cut off the tree's branches to make or down to the stump to make furniture, to build a building. So the way you enjoy that is by destroying it. So that's what David HaMelech is comparing. He says, there's a Kiddush Hashem coming out of Tzadikim and out of the Rishayim. Ashrei Ha'ish, but it's better, says David, to be like the ones that go in Derech Hashem. Why? Because they're like an eitz. Shasal apal gimayim asher piri yitin b'ita. You get to enjoy the fruit, but the tree is still there. Loikein and Rishayim. Rishayim also bring a Kiddush Hashem to the world. But what kind of Kiddush Hashem do they bring? Oh, destroyed wood. That's the Kiddush Hashem which they bring to the world. So he says, based on this, the Masber, the Medrash Rabbah, the famous Medrash Rabbah, beginning of the Medrash in Parsha Beis, the Medrash says, V'oretz ha'isa soyi v'voyu, elu maseim shal rishoyim. V'yoyim relikim yihi ar, elu maseim shal tzadikim. Then the Medrash says, I don't know, what does Hashem prefer? But any idea? What does Hashem want more? Masayim shal tzadikim, masayim shal rishayim. Tamalayim, avayalakim esar, which he said was the same shal tzadikim, ki toiv. Hashem says, oh, the tzadikim is good. So everybody asks on this matter, what's the havamin Hashem wants masayim shal rishayim? But now we understand it. The masayim shal rishayim being a tremendous Kiddush Hashem to the world. And everyone sees what happened to the big rishayim. Sometimes you see it in this world, sometimes it will be seen in Lasa Lavai. You see how terrible. And how they're all still saying, Hashem, you are right. The tremendous Kiddush Hashem, he comes out, it says the beginning of Parshas, Mishalach v'ikov da b'fari. Rashi says the greatest Kiddush Hashem comes out of when Pari was destroyed. Or maybe that's why, but he knows the Pirkei Reb Lezer says that Pari said nichamaycha. Pasuk nichamaycha was ascribed to Pari. Pirkei Reb Lezer holds that Pari was saved and went to Nineveh. He got the best of his life spreading the name of Hashem in the world. That's the Kiddush Hashem which comes out. So you might have thought that maybe Hashem prefers that. Kamalemer, everybody knows, Hashem says, I don't want the Rasha to die. I'd rather he did tshuva. Go on the simple path. You're right, it won't be as exciting. It won't be as noisy. It's not going to be the same explosive Kiddush Hashem in the world. Hashem says, I still would rather the Mahalach of the Tzadikim. I wish all those Rishayim never would have done that. That's the Pshat of the Medrash, because it was such a Havamina. So that's the Medrash which we began with. Pare was like wood, which is chopped up. Means that's how he's going to get a Kiddush Hashem when he gets beaten up. That's what Hashem's going to get a Hanah from him. That's when there's going to be a Hanah from him in the world. That's where we're going to get some benefit from Pari. And that's when the Medrash gives the Mashal with the two types of trees. The Tzadikim are the Eitz Machal, and the Rishayim are the Ilan Yisrak. Everybody will bring the Kiddush Hashem ultimately. So to review, first of all, we explained that Pari requested and was challenging and asking, Mi Hashem, Asher Eshma B'Koyloi, two parts to his question. And boy, did he get his lesson. He got a full, what they call it in the Vrita, Sadna, a full hands-on course explaining every single detail how HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Baal HaBayis. And you're not in charge of anything, Pari. And you're not going to make decisions. HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes decisions. He's in charge of every aspect. And still, we showed, Hashem would have preferred, of course, that you wouldn't have to go that way. We don't need that loud noisy way. Normally, we try to live our lives just going with our tzaddik, with our pashit, going the ways of our HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Baal Shem should help us. We should be zoiche to get closer and closer to knowing our HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We, every time we do Torah and mitzvahs, we should get to the tachas of everything. Ladas es Hashem. It's Shabbos.